哦，我们开始之前，我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you praise and thanks.
主，我们能够来到这里敬拜你，主，都是你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Lord, the reason we can come here is all because of your grace and mercy.
主，也是主，你呼召我们能够在这个你所定的日子能够来敬拜你。
And also you called us on this day that you have ordained to worship you.
主，当我们来到你的面前听你的话语时，求主你的圣灵来帮助我们。
Lord, when we come before you to listen to your words, please let your Holy Spirit help us.
因为你的话语靠我们自己，我们真的不能明白。
Because by ourselves that we cannot understand your words.
所以就求主你带领我们今天的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to lead our worship today.
就让我们每个人能够用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
So that every one of us can worship you in truth and spirit.
能够满得在主你里面的恩典和平安和在你里面的安息。
So that we all blessed by your grace and mercy and rest in your day.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们上一次呢开始了我们马可福音的第十三章。
Start last sermon that we start preaching on the Mark chapter 13.
那么讲到了主耶稣呢，他预言那么圣殿在将来某一天要被毁。
We have talked that Jesus Christ prophesied that the holy temple will be destroyed.
那么马可福音十三章呢，其实这个是这本福音书中耶稣对门徒讲的最长的一次教导。
So, chapter 13 is the longest sermon that Jesus preached to his disciples.
因为它是发生在橄榄山，所以呢，人们也称这次教导称为橄榄山讲道。
Because it happens, Jesus preached this on Mount Olive, so it's also called the Olive Discourse.
所以这同一个事件呢，也记录在马太福音的24章，还有路加福音的21章。
So the same event that also recorded in Matthew chapter
24 章
24,
路加福音21章
and Luke chapter 21.
那么他这次讲到的起因呢，是因为当主耶稣和他的门徒从圣殿出来准备上橄榄山的时候。
So it happened before that Jesus Christ is about to lead his disciple to Mount Olive.
那么他的门徒呢，对圣殿的宏伟那么赞叹不已。
And his disciples praised that the holy temple is so magnificent.
而主耶稣呢，告诉他们说，他们引以为豪的圣殿，那么在不久的将来将被彻底的毁灭。
But Jesus told them that the holy temple that they are so proud of will be destroyed.
而且说没有一块石头会留在石头上不被拆毁了。
And he told them that not one of the stone that on the temple that will be left alone.
我们上一次就讲到也听到了，那么最终这个是完全的应验了。
And through last time's sermon that we know that this all happened.
那么我们现在知道主耶稣的预言，那么是在主后七十年，那么是应验的。
And we know that this prophecy happened that after 70 years AD.
那么当时呢，是罗马大将军提多率领罗马军队来围攻耶路撒冷，烧毁圣殿还有圣城。
It's the Roman general called Titus that who led the Roman soldier that burned this temple down.
那么只留下了耶路撒冷古城墙的西墙的一部分。
That only the west wall of the Jerusalem city were left there.
那么也就是现在人们所说的哭墙。
And it's also nowadays called the Wailing Wall.
然而对当时的门徒来说，
But to the disciples at that time,
他们认为了如果圣殿毁灭，那么预示着世界的末日也会马上到来。
And they think that if the temple is destroyed, then the end of the world also is coming.
所以呢，同样这个事件呢，在马太福音二十四章三节，那么门徒是这样问耶稣的，他说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
And this also recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
所以呢，主耶稣呢，知道他的门徒这些心思呢，所以他从第五节到这章的最后。
So the Jesus knows that what they're thinking in their head. So from verse 5 to 23.
所以就告诉了门徒关于圣殿毁灭和世界末了的一些预兆。
He told his disciples about the destroyment of the temple and the end of the age.
那么今天我们来看圣殿毁灭的预兆。
Today, let us take a look at the destroyment of the temple.
那么在信息中呢，主耶稣告诉门徒，在圣殿毁灭前。那么会有一系列突如其来的事件发生。
And here Jesus told the disciples that there's many signs that will happen before the temple is destroyed.
那么当他们经历这些事件的时候呢，让他们一定要警醒面对。
And when they going through all these events, that he asked the disciples to watch out.
那么这也是我们今天信息的主题，就是我们基督的门徒当谨慎面对一切突如其来的事件。
And this is also the proposition for today's sermon. The Christ disciples should carefully face the event which will happen suddenly.
那么针对经文呢，我们分三方面来分享。
And we will illustrate this in three areas.
那么第一点就是圣殿被毁前会有假基督假先知出现。
So the first we want to look is the before the temple is destroyed, there will be false Christ that will appear.
那么然后我们看到圣殿被毁前呢，会有战争、自然灾害，还有逼迫出现。
Then comes wars, natural disasters and persecutions.
那么圣殿被毁前最后呢，我们还会看到会有行毁坏可憎的出现。
And finally, the abomination of desolation would appear.
我们现在看第一点。那么圣殿毁灭前呢，会有假基督出现。
And first, let us take a look that the false Christ will appear before the temple is destroyed.
那么这在五到六节我们来看。
Verse 5 to 6.
耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。将来有好些人冒我的名来说，我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
Jesus said to them, watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many.
那么从前面的第四节我们看到门徒问了主耶稣两个问题。
And from verse 4, we know that Jesus asked the disciples asked Jesus two questions.
那么就是圣殿什么时候毁灭，还有圣殿毁灭前有什么预兆。
That is when the temple will be destroyed, and what is are the signs that before it is destroyed?
所以从这里我们看到了主耶稣他并没有直接回答，而是告诉他们要谨慎。
But here Jesus did not answer them directly, but tell them to watch out and be alert.
不要被一些突如其来的这些事件所迷惑。
And do not be deceived by the sudden events that happen to them.
那么主耶稣呢，想让门徒知道圣殿的毁灭以及毁灭前的预兆呢，必然会发生。
And Jesus wants the disciples to know that the destroyment of the temple and the signs that happened before that will all come before.
那么这些事件的发生的时间，那么对门徒呢，并不是最重要。
But the time of these events that will happen is not important to the disciples.
那么对门徒最重要的是，当这些事件出现的时候，门徒应当怎么样来对待？
But the most important thing is that when these things happen, how the disciples will react.
那么这里他首先告诉门徒说，圣殿毁灭前呢，会有假基督出现。
So first, he told the disciples that before that, there will be false Christ will appear.
而且呢，许多人会被他们欺骗。
and many people will be deceived by the false.
那么这在使徒行传呢，我们可以看到许多这样的事例。
And this is recorded several examples in the book of Acts.
我们看一处就是使徒行传第八章的第九到十一节。
So first is chapter 8, verse 9 to 11.
那么这里说，有一个人名叫西门，向来在那城里行邪术，妄自尊大，使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇，无论大小都听从他，说这人就是那成为神的大能者。他们听从他，因他久用邪术，使他们惊奇。
Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is the divine power, known as the great power." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his magic.
所以这里我们看到呢，人们以为这个行邪术的西门，他就是神。
So we know that the people think this the Simon who practiced the sorcery, he is the Christ.
那么很多人呢就被他迷惑了。
Many people are deceived by him.
那么一位一世纪的犹太历史学家约瑟夫他说。
And there's a historian called Joseph. He said this.
他说从主耶稣复活升天到圣殿毁灭。有好几个假基督出现，有很多人跟从了他们。
So from the day that Jesus was resurrected and went back to heaven to the day that he comes, that again that there's many false Christ came and many people are deceived by him.
那么主耶稣接着告诉他的门徒呢，那么在圣殿毁灭前还会出现战争、自然灾害，还有逼迫。
And Jesus also told his disciples that before the temple is destroyed, there will be war and the persecution and the famine, all these natural disasters will come.
那么我们这是在第七到十三节。
And this happens in verse 7 to 13.
那我们在这儿呢，我们先看七到八节。他说，你们听见打仗和打仗的分声，不要惊慌，这些事是必须有的。只是末期还没有到，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有地震、饥荒，这都是灾难的起头。
Verse 7 to 8. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquake in various places, and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains.
那我们知道读旧约的时候，我们从创世纪我们知道呢，当神完成创造之功的时候，那么在创世纪一章三十一节前半部分，他说神看着一切所造的都甚好。
And when we read the Bible, especially in the book of Genesis, that chapter 1, verse 31, after God created everything, that he said, when he saw all he has made, and it was very good.
那么也就是说呢，这个世界起初是完美，是完全美好的，没有战争，也没有自然灾害。
Use another words that this world, in the beginning is perfect and no war and no disaster.
然而呢，当我们的先祖亚当跟夏娃呢被魔鬼诱惑犯罪以后
，But after Adam and Eve was tempted, by Satan and fall into sin.
那么罪呢？说圣经上就进入了这个世界。
The Bible told us that the sin entered into this world.
那么这个世界呢，就成了一个堕落的、受咒诅的世界。
And the world became a fallen, and cursed world.
所以呢，战争和自然灾害一直在不断的发生。
So wars and natural disasters continuously happen.
所以这些事呢，它并不是稀奇的事，而且它还会继续发生，直到世界的末了。
So those things that are not like rare or really happen, but it actually everywhere and happens.
所以呢，主耶稣呢告诉门徒呢，遇到这些事的时候不要惊慌。
So Jesus told his disciples, when you encounter this kind of events, that do not panic.
而且呢，耶路撒冷的圣城圣殿呢被毁前，那么这些事也必然会发生。
And he said, before the temple is destroyed, all these things will happen.
那么根据犹太历史和圣经记载
，According to the Jewish history and the recording in the Bible，
那么在主后66年，犹太人呢开始反抗罗马帝国的统治。
In the year 66 A.D., the Jews that they are together to against the Roman Roman colony.
那么在主后70年呢，那么罗马军队那么包围了耶路撒冷，烧毁圣城和圣殿。
And in year 70 A.D., that the Roman soldier they surrendered the city of Jerusalem and burned the temple down.
那么在主后62年。
And the year 62 A.D.
那么罗马的罗马帝国的一个著很著名的一个城市叫庞贝城，它因一次大地震引起火山爆发而完全被毁灭。
There's a very famous city called Pompeii in Rome that has a volcano happened and destroyed the buried the city.
那么从主后41年到54年。
And from year 41 to 51 A.D.
那么在古代的近东发生过几次的严重的饥荒。
And in the Middle East of the earliest time, that there's several famine happened there.
那么这从圣经的使徒行传我们可以看到。
And this recorded in the Book of Acts.
那么在使徒行传11章的28节，他这样讲。他说：“内中有一位名叫雅加布站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这是到格老丢年间果然有了。
”Acts chapter 11 verse 28 says, "One of them named Agabus stood up and through the Holy Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world."
那么主耶稣这里不但告诉门徒说圣殿被毁前呢会有战争和自然灾害发生。
Not only Jesus told his disciples that before the temple is destroyed that the natural disaster and the wars will happen.
而且也告诉他们逼迫也会到来。
And also told them that there will be persecutions.
所以他们应该为此做好准备。
And all the disciples that should be prepared for that.
而这些逼迫呢，主要是来自于犹太教，还有罗马政府，还有就是这些基督徒的自己的家庭。
So all the these persecutions will come from the Roman government and Judaism, and also some of the Christians' family.
那么我们看九到十一节。
From verse 9 to 11.
说你们要谨。但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，因为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前对他们做见证。然而福音必须先传给万民。
So you must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
哦，还有十一节，人要把你们拉去交官的时候，不要预先说，就考虑说什么。到那时赐给你们什么话，你们就说什么，因为说话的不是你们，乃是圣灵。
Verse 11, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
那么这里主耶稣告诫门徒呢，他们会受到来自犹太和罗马政府的逼迫。
So the Jesus told the disciples they will face the persecutions comes from the Jews and the Roman government.
那么这些预言呢，在使徒行传中我们看到都得到了应验。
We know all this prophecy that fulfilled in the book of Acts.
那么在使徒行传的第四章，我们看到使徒彼得和约翰，那么因传福音而被抓。
And in Acts chapter 4, we know that Apostle Peter and John was arrested because of preaching gospel.
他们在公会面前受审。
And they faced the judgment before the council.
那么使徒保罗归主前，他曾经和其他的犹太教的信徒，是其他犹太教的人残害主的门徒。
Apostle Paul, before he believed Jesus Christ, that he persecuted the Christians with all other Jews.
那么在这个使徒行传二十二章十九节，那么保罗这样讲，他说：“我就说主啊，他们知道我从前把信你的人收在监里，又在各会堂里鞭打他们。”
Paul said this in the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 19. Lord, I replied, these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you.
在使徒行传的二十六章，那么使徒保罗，我们看到在亚基帕王的面前受审。
So in chapter Acts chapter 26, that we know that the Apostle Paul faced the trial before the King Agrippa.
而且呢，我们也看到使徒彼得，那么他呢在靠圣灵来回答公会对他的审问。
And we also know that the Apostle Peter that answered the questions through the Holy Spirit to the council.
那么在使徒行传四章八节，那么那里说，那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说。
And in Acts chapter 4, verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the prophet, of the people.
所有这些呢，我们看到都是主耶稣在橄榄山上他的预言的演的这个实现。
All these are the evidence that showed that Jesus Christ, the prophesied on the Mount of Olives, fulfilled.
我们再看十二到十三节。
And let us take a look of chapter 12, chapter 13, verse 12 to 13.
弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，儿女要起来与父母为敌，害死他们，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必得拯救。
Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child. The children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death.
那么这里主耶稣告诉门徒，他们也会受到来自家庭的逼迫。
And here Jesus told the disciples they will face the persecution from the family members.
那么这种情况的出现呢，往往是在政府的强大的压力下。
And all this happened usually due to the high pressure from the government.
所以一些家庭成员呢，为了保全自己的生命。
And there's some family members in order to keep their own safety.
那么不惜出卖自己的亲人。
And they betray their family members.
然而真正的信徒呢，他们宁愿殉道也不会屈服。
But the true believers, they will face martyrs, but will not betray.
那么根据历史记载呢，在尼禄王时代。
According to the history recording that during the king Nero's,
那么教会受到了特别极大的逼迫
and the church faced the great persecution.
那么很多人的家庭成员呢就被扔到了这个动物穷里面，被动物咬死
and many family members were thrown into wild animals to be beaten to death.
有的甚至这些家庭成员呢，被用就当作灯来去点着。
And some of the family members were murdered, burned to death like a candle.
所以呢，一些就是一些家庭成员在这种的逼迫下，就不得不有的呢，就是在家庭成员中出现这样的事情，有的就是被有的这个成员呢就为主殉道。
So because of those high pressure and the persecution, the family members could betray one another.
那么有，那么在十三节呢，告诉我们，真正的基督徒呢，他们是不管在任何的逼迫下，那么他们总会靠着神的恩典来忍耐到底。
But in verse 13 tells us that the true Christians, no matter how hard the persecution is, they will stand firm to the end.
他们不惜殉道，他们获得永生。
And they could be martyred, to, but they get eternal life.
那么这也是基督的恩典和他的信心在人心目中的最好的见证。
This is the grace from Christ. It's a good evidence among Christians.
那我们也看到圣殿毁灭前的另一个预兆，就是行毁坏可憎的会出现。
And the last thing prophesy is that abomination of desolation will appear.
那行毁坏可憎的呢？这个是在但以理书中出现过三次。
The abomination that causes desolation appeared in the book of Daniel.
那分别在但以理书的九章二十七节，还有十一章三十一节，还有十二章的十一节。
It happens in chapter 9, chapter 11, and 17.
那么最明显提到圣殿跟圣城的是但以理书九章二十六到二十七节。
The detail and the detailed illustration that happened in the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
那么但以理书九章二十六到二十七节，他这样讲，他说过了六十二个期，那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了，一期之内，他必与许多人接定盟约；一期之半，他必使祭司与贡献止息。那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒倾在那行毁坏的身上，直到锁定的结局。
After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end. The desolation have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many of 1 7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him.
那么这里我们暂时不来考察这些数字的含义。
So here we temporarily not to consider out what those numbers mean.
那么这里最明显的是受膏者，他就是指基督。
And here the obvious one, the anointed one, that is Christ.
也就是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
那么这里的城，那就这城呢，就是指耶路撒冷。
And the city here is Jerusalem.
那么圣殿，那就圣所，就是指的圣殿。
And the sanctuary here is the holy temple.
那么先知但以理很明显是在预言将来弥赛亚被杀之后，圣殿和圣城将被毁灭。
So the prophet Daniel here obviously prophesied that the holy temple and the Jerusalem will be destroyed.
那么对这个行毁坏可憎的这个解释呢，可以说是圣经中的一个非常难解的一个经节。
The explanation for the abomination that causes desolation is a very hard question in the Bible.
那么不同的这些神学家呢，有不同的解释。
Many different theologians have a different explanation.
那么我呢是比较赞同R.S.S. Bro 他的观点。
I personally appreciate Dr. R.C. Sproul's opinion.
那么他认为在第十四节里面讲到的，那行毁坏可憎的站在不当站的地方，那是在犹太的应当逃到山上。这句话呢，就是指主后七十年发生在圣城和圣殿发生的圣城和圣殿被毁的事件。
So he personally think that verse 14, the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, this is the high place of the temple in Jerusalem.
之所以相信这个呢，是因为一位一世纪的犹太历史学家约瑟夫，他亲身经历并见证参与了这次事件。
So the reason he believes this is because there's a historian, a Jewish historian called Joseph, that he experienced and went through or recorded all this event during his time.
那么根据约瑟夫的见证
，and according to the testimony from Joseph，
那么当时呢，他虽然是犹太人，但是他是这个罗马将军提多的好朋友。
He was a Jew, but he also was a friend of the Roman general Titus.
那么当罗马军队呢围控耶路撒冷的时候
When the Roman soldiers surrendered the city of Jerusalem
那么约瑟夫呢恳求提多将军不要毁灭圣城
Joseph begged the General Titus do not destroy the temple.
于是呢，提多将军呢就委托他和犹太人去谈判。
So General Titus asked him to negotiate with the Jews.
那么如果犹太人同意投降，那么他就不毁灭耶路撒冷城。
If the Jews want to willingly to surrender, then he will not destroy the temple.
然而，我们必须知道，约瑟夫这样做，他并不是背叛他的人民而投靠罗马人。
So the reason Joseph did that is not because he betrayed his own Jewish people.
他的目的是想拯救犹太人和圣城。
The purpose for him is to rescue the Jews and also the city.
因为他知道，如果他们不投降，那么不管是圣城还是城里的人，可能都会被杀。
Because he understand that if the Jews will not surrender, then the whole city and the Jews will be destroyed.
但是不幸的是呢，谈判没有成功，那么犹太人拒绝投降。
Unfortunately, the negotiation failed because Jews do not want to surrender.
于是呢，罗马军队呢就毁灭了全的耶路撒冷，那么杀了城里大约110万犹太人。
So the Roman soldiers finally destroyed the city and killed
110万。
Okay.1 million, over 1 million Jewish people.
那么当时呢，很多人呢以为城内安全。
So many people think that the state in the city, is safe.
所以呢，都从周围的村庄逃进这个圣城。
So they escaped from their own village and, ran into the city.
然而他们不幸呢，都被罗马人杀害。
But they were all killed by the Roman armies.
但是呢，基督徒呢，他们遵循了主的圣这个橄榄上的教导。
But the Christians at that time that they obeyed Jesus' teaching on the Mount Olive.
他们没有逃入圣城，而是从城里出来，或者从别的地方逃到了山上。
So they did not go into the city, or even they outside the city, they ran to the mountain area.
所以没有被罗马人杀害。
And they hid themselves and did not killed by the Roman armies.
所以这完全是主耶稣呢，在这个橄榄山讲到的第十四节的完全的应验。
So these are all prophesied by Jesus Christ in verse 14.
那么这里15-16节，主耶稣是在告诉门徒。
So here, verse 15 and 16, Jesus is trying to teach the disciples.
那么告诉他们，当看到罗马军队围城的时候呢，要赶快逃离耶路撒冷。
When you see that the Roman soldiers surrounded the city, and you escape from the city quickly.
所以不要说是进城或者去屋子里面取什么东西或者衣服。
And do not go into the city or go to your house to get something.
也就是告诉他们，生命是最重要的，不要被世界上这些物质呢来困扰。
So life is more precious than belongings. Do not be controlled by the worldly or earthly belongings.
那么在17节，那么主耶稣知道，那么当这种情况下的逃难的时候呢，那些怀孕的，还有那些有婴孩的，就是比其他人要更困难。
So verse 17, he also told people that at that time, those pregnant women and nursing mothers will be even harder than others.
而18节呢，他是在让门徒来祷告，他说不要让这件事情呢发生在冬天。
So verse 18, he asked the disciples to pray so those terrible things will not happen in the winter.
因为在冬天的时候逃难呢更为困难。
It's because it's even harder to flee from the disaster in winter.
我们感谢主的怜悯。那么这次圣城和圣殿，那么被毁灭的这些事件呢，没有发生在冬天。
We thank the mercy from the Lord that those disasters did not happen in the winter time.
而发生在了主后70年的9月份。
And it happened in September. of the year 70 AD.
那么对于十九到二十节呢，有人认为这是指世界末日的大灾难。
And from verse 19 to 20, some people think these are the disasters at the end of the world.
然而我们可以根据上下文，我们可以看到主耶稣这里还是在回答门徒关于圣殿毁灭前的预兆。
But from the context in this passage that we know, Jesus is still continue to teach the disciples what will happen to the temple and the city.
所以他在这里不是在教导他们世界末日前的预兆。
So here he's not teaching them the events that happens at the in the end of the world.
那么主耶稣在这里之所以说是自从神创造万物直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也并没有。
Jesus here said, verse 20, the Lord had
19.
Okay. Those will be days of distress unequaled from the beginning when God created the world until now and never to be equaled again.
那么主耶稣呢，之所以这样说，那么他是知道呢，要表明这次罗马人屠杀犹太人的这个惨烈程度。
So the reason that Jesus explained to them is trying to tell them how terrible and the Roman soldiers will do to them.
那么这将是人类历史上人与人之间最悲惨的惨剧。
And this will be a greatest tragedy that happened in human history that man can do to man.
因为一次性的呢，110万人就被杀了。
And the one time only that over 1 million people will be killed.
那么即使这样呢，在这个二十章，他告诉我们，那么这也是在神的掌控之下。
And even this event that also controlled by our God.
那么神说他这样的目的，他是为了他的选民。
And the purpose is for his own chosen people.
那么这里二十一节到二十二节，主耶稣呢再次提醒他的门徒。
And verse 20 to 21, once again Jesus remind his disciples.
那么他说假基督和假先知必然会出现。
And he said that the false Christ and the prophet will appear.
让他们一定要警醒。
And they need to be watch out and alert.
不要被这些事情所迷惑或者欺骗。
Do not be deceived or confused by all those false prophets.
那么主耶稣在一开始来到这儿，最后他以这样的两次讲，说明这件事情是非常重要的。
So two times that Jesus is teaching this tells us that how important these events.
那么在主耶稣呢，最后在二十三节，他在告诫门徒。
And in verse 23, finally, Christ is tell the disciples.
说就是说圣殿毁灭的前兆，那么预兆呢？他已经嘱咐了他们。
So he said, "I have told you everything ahead of time."
他们应该知道，也应该记在心里，要保持警惕。
You should understand and also keep this teaching in your heart and be alert.
那么在今天的信息中呢，主耶稣从三个方面回答了门徒提出的有关圣殿毁灭的预兆。
Today's sermon that Jesus answered the disciples' questions in three perspectives.
那么第一就是假基督和假先知会出现。
And the first is the false Christ and the false prophet will appear.
那么第二点就是战争与自然灾害，还有这个来自犹太教或者罗马政府，还有家庭的逼迫会出现。
And second is the worst, the natural disasters and the persecutions from the families and the government will appear.
那么第三呢，就是行毁坏可憎的会出现。
And the third, finally, is the abomination that causes desolation will appear.
那么他告诉门徒这些预兆的目的，就是让这些事件来到的时候呢，他们应当警醒来对，谨慎来对待。
So the reason that Jesus tells them all this event ahead because they want them to be ready and be alert when this happens.
要按照他给他们的嘱咐去行。
They should do according to what he has told them.
那么历史证明了那些相信主耶稣的门徒。
And the history testified for those who believed Christ's teaching.
那么他们看到罗马军队在包围耶路撒冷之后，他们就逃离了犹太，逃离了圣城。
When they saw the Roman soldiers surrounded the city, and they escaped from the city.
幸免了这次大灾难。
So they survived from this disaster.
那么耶路撒冷还有那些不幸的犹太人，他们的因为他们的罪呢，受到了惩罚。
And those who stayed in there because of their sin, that they all killed by the in the disaster.
那么我们从中呢，我们可以有下面的几点应用。
And we can have several application for ourselves.
首先我们看主耶稣呢，他有两次在这段经文里面提到，说是那么假先知还这个假基督会出现，让他的门徒警醒。
So first, Jesus mentioned twice that the false Christ and the false prophet will appear to ask the disciples to be alert.
所以不要被这些事情所诱惑、所欺骗。
Do not be confused and deceived by all this.
其实这些呢，对我们很可能也会遇到。各样的，我们现在的有各样的邪说异端。
And this also can apply to us nowadays because of the all kinds of that hearsays and false belief.
那么遇到这些事情呢，我们要常常预备好来抵挡。
So when this happens, we all need to get ready and we can reject those false teachings.
那么我呢，前几个星期呢，就遇到这么一件事情。
And a couple weeks ago, I happened encountered such a thing.
那么当时呢，我正在图书馆在学习。
I was studying in the library.
那么我周围有两三个人。
And there's two, three people are side by me.
有一个中年人在打电话，一个女士呢在电脑上工作。
And there's a middle-aged man on the phone, and there's a woman was working there.
那么这位中年人打完电话，他就走到我的旁边。
And the man, after he finished the phone call, he walked to me.
那么我抬头看他，他像个韩国人。
And when I take a look at him, he looks like a Korean.
那么他来到我跟前呢，他就是问我说：“你是基督徒吗？”
And he asked me, "Are you a Christian?"
我说我是。
I told him I am.
然后他说，我看见你周围有巫鬼，我要来为你祷告，赶鬼好不好？
And he told me that I see some evil spirit around you. Can I help you to cast those demons?
说着他就要把手放在我的身上，要祷告。
And at the time he was saying that he trying to put his hand on me and pray for me.
所以我立刻就站起来，我把他推开，我说 no。
And I stand up and pushed him away and said no.
然后他又问我说，你是做什么工作的？
And once again he asked me, what is your profession?
我说我是牧师。
I told him I'm a pastor.
然后当时呢，我正在读一本圣经的注解。
So I was reading a commentary book of the Bible.
所以他说你在读圣经，他说你会说方言吗
？And he said that you're reading a Bible. Can you speak tongue?
对，我说我不会说方言。
So I told him I can.
他说你不会说方言，你还叫你是基督徒吗
？So if you cannot speak tongue, how could you call yourself a Christian?
然后我说圣经中没有这样的教导。
I told him that there's no such teaching from the Bible.
我本想说是拿个圣经跟他讲一讲哪些地方教导什么，他马上就离开我了。
I was trying to open the Bible and teach him something, but he left me and went away.
那么所以呢，于是他就去了我旁边那位女士的旁边。
And he went to the woman who was working.
也用同样的话对他讲。
And he said the same thing to that woman.
说那位说他女说说你说那位女士说你周围有巫鬼。
And he told the woman that I saw some evil spirit around you.
所以那位女士听完就同意他了。
And the woman agreed and with him.
所以他就把手立即放在那位女士的头上为她祷告。
So he put his hand on the woman's head and prayed for her.
所以这些事情呢是常常可能会遇见的。
So these things could happen often, and you could be encounter one of them.
所以我们每位弟兄姐妹呢，对一个这种事情呢，要遇到以后不用着急，要真的是靠着神的恩典，靠着圣灵，我们要抵挡这种邪说，这种异端。
So brothers, sisters, that when you encounter such a thing, that do not be scared, but be prepared, and according to the Bible, that we can reject all those false heresies.
So we 也不用害怕。
So we do not be afraid.
所以我好几次去图书馆时再碰到他，我想跟他坐下来讲一讲。
So I thought that if I met him again, I will sit down with him and teach him.
可能他也看着我了，我有一次看着了，他看着我马上就走了。
I encountered him another time, but he walked away from me.
所以遇到这些人，我们也不能讨厌他，也不能恨他们。
So for those people that we do not want to despise or hate them,
我们也要真的是可怜他们。
We need to have pity on them.
所以我还是想，如果再碰见他，还是想跟他真的好好讲。
So if I meet him again, I want to help him.
那么第二点我们需要学习到的就是我们要珍惜我们现在的这些自由的环境。
The second point is that we need to cherish the freedom that we have now.
要准备面对可能到来的逼迫。
We need to get ready to face the things that could happen.
那么其实世界上现在有很多的地方的基督徒不能像我们现在能够自由的来到教会，能够自由的敬拜，自由的有各种的团契。
In this world, that there's many Christians that they cannot be like us, that come to church to worship and have fellowship freely.
那么他们常常会面对来自政府或者当地的那些宗教的这种威胁。
They often face the persecution from the government and also from the people that has of other religions.
那么最明显的，我们知道的就是我们中国的大陆。
And we know that in the mainland China,
还有中东的各些中东和非洲的一些国家
，and also in the Middle East countries.
所以这些地方的基督徒呢，他们不能像我们这样的来聚会。
And those Christians, they cannot come publicly like us to worship.
他们时常会面对来自政府的威胁，或者这些外面的这些宗教的这些逼迫。
So they often face the persecution from the government and other religious groups.
我们要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
我们也要珍惜我们现在的这种的自由环境。
And we also need to cherish that the free atmosphere we have here.
我们要真的是多与主亲近。
And we need to seek the Lord and be close to Him.
那么让我们属灵的生命呢，能够更加的成熟，也能够更加的健康。
So that our spiritual life will be mature and healthy.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前来感谢你。
Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
主，你的话语真的是安定在天，存到永远。
Your word is upheld high and last eternally.
主，你的话语真的是实在是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
And your word is the lamp to our feet and the light by our side.
你在圣经中告诉我们说，听了你的命令而去遵行的就有福了。
And you taught us that for those that who hear your words and to put into practice, they are blessed.
主，就求主你让我们每一个你的儿女能够听了你的话语就去遵行。
Lord, we pray that every children of yours will listen to your word and obey.
成为真正蒙福的人。
And they can be blessed by you.
也让我们的生命能够在你的正道中能够日日更新。
So that our life can be renewed day by day in your way.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.